Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What was the general manager's name? Whatever.
Myers. Myers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's bring in former Warriors president of basketball operations and general manager Bob Myers, now working for ESPN. Hey, Bob, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. If I were to start with what's been the thing that stands out most to you in the Rockets-Warriors series, how would you answer it?
Maybe the physicality of the series would be the thing that jumps out to me. I mean, I think what differentiates it, it's a real physical series. And not that surprising, but just seeing it through the first five games on a night in, night out basis is pretty, I like it. I know people think it's too much. I'd rather have too much than not enough of the physical type of play. It kind of separates players that are able to get through that and play through it and make difficult shots. And I think it makes for a compelling watch. I know it doesn't look pretty at times, but I just really like the effort. And I, you know, it's not, people want to say it's 80s. This is an 80s basketball. Guys are moving all over the place, taking a ton of threes still. I enjoy it. But I think as far as this series, Steiny versus other series, the level of physicality on the defensive side, I do think sets it apart.
Wow, I'm with you, Bob, and I love it. And, you know, I miss the 90s and the 80s, damn it. But I want to ask you about Steph Curry. And you know this better than anybody. He's presidential, right? He has not once went to the press after games and talked about the physicality or guys going after his hand. But that's what I want to ask you about, Bob. I know it's about tonight, but if they get past tonight, just that wrap that's on his hand, how big of a deal do you think that is moving forward for the Warriors to try to accomplish their ultimate goal?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. It doesn't look like it's affecting his shot, but it may be affecting the turnovers. And again, he hasn't said this to me. I don't know if he would even say it to anybody. I have to believe it affects something. And then this is not, I mean, the fact that the guy's playing through it is the first thing I would say, just crediting his toughness and kind of fortitude. It's not nothing, Goo. It's not that it's who cares, you put a wrap on it. So what degree is it bothering him? It does look like his shot. I don't see him shooting differently, but maybe some of the criticism he's getting for the turnovers. And again, love the fact that he doesn't make excuses. One of my favorite, you know, I'm obviously not alone in saying he's probably one of my favorite people ever to be around and work with and watch play basketball. So I love the fact that he's not using it as an excuse, but you guys have played basketball or people listening. Come on. You get that on your hand. It's going to affect you in some capacity.
Yeah. Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Bob, if you were a Warrior fan, and you're watching Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph, and we know how experienced they are, but also how old they are. I mean, is that the story for the Golden State Warriors? Essentially, what it boils down to is, can those guys hold up?
Probably. I mean, if you want to kind of simplify the narrative, yeah. I mean, if you want to really narrow it down, and there's more things. I mean, you can, role players still matter, and guys like Pajemski, and what can he do, and Moody, and everybody coming off the bench, and Heald, is he going to make threes, and Post, is, you know, whoever Steve's deciding to play, are they going to contribute? And you've seen games where they have, and you've seen games where they haven't. But yeah, look, I mean, the more I watch these playoffs, I'm curious to see what you guys think. I find myself thinking of closers, right? In baseball, when you have that lead, like the Yankees used to bring in Mariano Rivera in a close game and just shut the door. I think the Warriors still have elite closers. And you have to throw Draymond into that because you saw him close on the defensive side. You watch these games, you watch Brunson last night. I think these games, the margin for error is small amongst a lot of these series. These are good series. A lot of these series, including this one, are great basketball if you're a basketball fan. But the reason I think the Warriors have won the games that are close, and I think have the edge in any game that is close, is because you probably got one of the best closers ever to do it in Curry. You've got a guy in Jimmy Butler who not only is he not afraid of the moment, he embraces these big moments and elevates his game. And then Draymond, not offensively, but just as far as making winning plays, is one of the best to ever do that. And proven. These are proven. And I'm not saying Houston can't do that too, but they don't have that track record of guys to do it. Maybe one day they will, or maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe if Şengün makes that shot, we're saying something else. Wow. But the Warriors have done it. And so, Matt, I do think it comes down to, if you're talking about this series and beyond, yeah. I mean, if those guys go, the team will go.
Bob, I know you're not a psychologist, but you've been around the games and players, so I want to run this by you. Steiny and I the other day said, hey, we're impressed by the Rockets, and I am. I mean, they've shocked me. They haven't quit. And we called them offensively challenged, and then they come out in Game 5 and score 131. Kerr waves the white flags. And then the backups kind of make the game closer. And, Bob, a lot of people are calling saying, hey, you know, the Rockets kind of dropped the ball. And I'm thinking to myself, how much, residue is there from game to game? Because if I'm the Rockets, yeah, that happened. But we knocked out your starters early. Where do you come out on that?
I think one thing I learned, Goo, being around the NBA and maybe, Matt, you covering it, kind of in person covering it, not remotely, not from a blog, but a beat writer covering it. Dude, you'd be shocked how much these guys don't remember the last game.
Wow.
I mean, it's fascinating for people. Yeah. That you have to understand, it's unbelievable. Even I didn't play in the NBA, so I still don't quite understand it, but you have to understand how little they care about the previous game, good or bad. So when you look at getting a blown out, or even blowing somebody out, the natural reaction, and again, I'm not a psychologist either, but I'm a human being, is I just blew somebody out, I'm going to blow them out again. Or I watched my favorite team blow somebody out. Of course they're better. That's just not how it works. It's just not how it works. And each game is its own game, and that's why you've seen a sprinkling of a lot of different games. And you see that in every series. So I know it's human nature to look at the last game or even the game before that, and we overreact. We overreact strongly to all these things. And I actually asked Curry one time, I don't know what year it was, because he has some games in the playoffs, even when it was those dynastic teams, where he would not have his best game. And the media would come down on him, and he'd hear it because it gets louder as you go further in the playoffs. And I asked him, I said, how do you, seriously, how do you not hear it? And he looked at me and said, you can't. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't. And he said, but at the same time, I can't hear it when they love me too. So that's the science. That's the emotional maturity of maybe a veteran team. You talk about the advantage of going through it. You better believe Jimmy Butler's been called great, awful in a 3-day span. So has Curry. So has Draymond Green. Have the Rockets been through that? Maybe Van Vliet, he's a champion. Maybe Dylan Brooks in some respects, but a lot of their players haven't. So I would just tell you, Goo, whatever it is, however many hours from now, 7 hours, they're not going to be thinking about what happened 48 hours ago. They're just not going to be doing it.
Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations and GM of the Golden State Warriors. He's now working for ESPN. I'm not asking you to go deep into the Rockets, but I just think they're an interesting team because of direction. You look at the Warriors, we know the direction they're going on. They're going to live with their vets. They're going to ride their vets until they can't. Houston's got like six guys who are 22 years old. And I'm looking at this team thinking, man, if they're well coached and they're committed, they could be really good. But they are lacking things that, maybe a scorer is one of them. My question is how do you know what the direction is that you want to take with a team, particularly like this? I mean, are you okay with them losing in the first round of their first ever playoff series and will grow from it? Or do you look and say, nope, we're not good enough, we got to make changes?
I would ask you, I want to hear what you guys think too. I think there's only one question about the Rockets team, to make it simple. Do they have a guard, a ball-handling guard, that can create a shot for himself or a teammate at the end of the game, and is elite at it? Okay, so that is what's missing from this team. Now, and that's not to knock, but Jalen Green, he's a very good – he's not there yet, right? You've seen the inconsistency. Van Vliet, he's trying his best. He's a very good player, but I don't think he's what I'm talking about as far as getting to that next level. So if you're the GM, and I guess I could ask you guys too, when we lost to the Spurs in 2012 in the second round, or the Clippers, you could see that Curry – and by the way, it's easy for people to think now, of course. There was questions, right? But you could see that he could be that guy. You could see it. You could see that this guy can close a game. And on Houston – if you, me and Goo are in the front office, we'd be saying, is that guy on the roster or is he not? And then you might, I don't even know what you'd say. You might say, yeah, I think Jalen Green can get there. That's really the question. Is Jalen Green going to get there? Because if you and Goo or me say, we don't think so, that's where you really have to look at it and say, well, Şengün's going to do his part to be a number two scorer, and he's very good. But who's the guard? It's going to be that guy. And if it's not Jalen Green, then it changes the equation.
Right.
Wow, good stuff. Bob, let me ask you this, because when the Warriors were 25 and 26, I'm a fan. And I was in on LaVine, whoever. Get somebody. Jimmy Butler, yes. But I'm even shocked at, about the Jimmy effect. Can you walk us through your scorecard on when you heard it was a possibility and then what's transpired since? Are you at all, has it gone greater than you thought?
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy had known each other. Who's pushing the
button?
That's
Evan.
Yeah, Evan. That's okay, your boy, Evan.
Evan, me knowing Dunleavy for 20 years isn't a drug. It's not a name. It's like saying my buddy, kind of, okay? So we'll just leave it at that. Okay, so Mike, my friend, we're talking about Jimmy. And I said I asked the same question. And he said, it helps that I played with him. Because I said the same thing. There are certain players that are winners and you actually don't want to deal with. And Jimmy Butler's a guy, when you're playing against him, you don't want to deal with that guy. He's just a winner. He's a competitor. So to get him on your team, I knew he'd help. But I didn't know to the degree. And Mike said, he just knew. He wasn't being arrogant about it. He said, this is what this guy is. And also for Mike, he heard the noise. It also clarified the path, right? There's no more kind of wondering, young guys. It was, this guy's 35. It gives Steph and Draymond a chance. And if you talk to Steph, he just wants a chance.
Wow.
And I know that everybody – of course, wants a championship up there, and that's what the goal is. But if you ask Steph, of course, that's what he wants. But there were moments during the season where he probably felt like this team wasn't making the playoffs. And I think Jimmy, and you saw what it did to Steph's numbers, not just on the court, but off the court. I think Steph would say, "I got a shot," and at his point in his life and what he's accomplished, That's all he's wanting is a shot. And he's got one. And Jimmy gives you that. And it's been great. And Mike did a great job. And it was a great trade. Fantastic trade. I think the fans are seeing that. And it's just invigorated everybody. It's been really fun to watch how well he's done there.
Mm. Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Warriors. And I got to ask you this, and I usually ask you stuff like this, but so what's going on with you right now?
As far as like
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Like, what, my body? I'm sore all the time.
No. We're supposed to hoop, too, yeah. Bob. Yeah.
No, I was hoping for the pause. No, I mean, look, you were one of the best. You were one of the best at what you did. You orchestrated four titles, and now you stepped away, and it's year two, and there's been openings, and your name gets out there. Oh. I mean, I'm just, where are you at right now?
I'll give you an answer, because we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
I think you, Matt, probably more than many people, I think, besides people that have done it, have an idea of what a GM does. I think you do. You know Travis well. You and I have talked. There's an idea of what a GM does, and then there's a reality of what a GM does. When you sign up to be a general manager, it is not just a job. At least the way I felt, it was responsibility to that community. You're a steward. I felt when the team lost, I'd let the city down. Now, that could be my own problem. So you carry this weight. I did. I carried this weight of responsibility, which is tremendous, which is powerful, and I loved it. But there's a cost to it, right? And so by the way, the team did fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better experience and loved all the people I worked with. But got to a point with me where I just realized that what was required, I couldn't give. And I've said this before. And so I didn't feel like it was fair. Forget about me and my family and my wife and kids, more to the people I worked with, because no different than being on the basketball court, you got to hold up your end. And if you're not, the way I would do it, or I would be, is I would respect either of you if you were playing with me and you said, I can't do my job. I wouldn't like that. I'd try to convince you otherwise, but if that's what you said, I would respect that. So I could not, it wasn't fair to the people I worked with if I couldn't give it what was required. So that was the reason. I think I've said that before. Now, unless I can get that back, then I can't do it again. And maybe I can. I imagine I probably will. I miss the competition. But you know, losing bothers me, probably more than it should. And winning doesn't excite me as much as it should. And that is not a good calculus for being a general manager. So I got to figure that out. Gotten better at it. But I think, Matt, you know, wrong answer, probably not as specific as you want, but I do think that'll bubble up and come back around. But until that's there, the reasons are the same as before.
Interesting.
The man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So it sounds to me like you're not ready to jump back in now, but down the line, if a nice job came and you got the offer and you liked it, you'd take it.
Yeah, if you and Goo pull some money, I could work for you guys.
I tell you what, Bob, I want to ask you about, I'm being proactive, the matchup possibly for the Warriors if they close this series out. You know, which team you think would give the Warriors the most problems. But before I do, if you do get hired and you need a guy with a 1.43 IQ, you know, maybe scout or something, I'm available, B, because you called me, and I'm going to produce that test. It's coming, Bob.
Listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job, and you pass an IQ test at 143, will hire you.
It's coming.
I will hire you, and we can decide what title you get and what your compensation is.
Oh boy!
But here's the thing. It just got to be the 143, or obviously better. Obviously, you can go anything above 143.
Wow,
you're good.
It's coming,
Bob. Is that a deal?
It's a deal, baby. It's a deal. Right. I can't wait. Stoudy and Evan, I'm leaving.
You'll do the test. Steinmetz will be the proctor.
There you go.
On air. You know, he'll be on the show, and you'll be in the little side room taking this test. So we have a controlled environment. Oh, buddy.
How about Minnesota if the next round or just in the –
can't go to the next round. This is –
Thank you.
Is that what we're doing?
What are we doing? Do you want to go to the next round after that, Goose? Or if we beat, should we go to the Oklahoma City winner, the Denver Clippers series? Should we do that?
Well, Bob, I mean, we're what? What did you say? 6-7 hours away from if the Warriors win, we know who they play, and I just kind of want to. Okay. I could taste it. How big of a task would it be taking down the T-Wolves?
Okay. I know. Okay, but you know, you strike me as a guy that is good at being in the moment. Let's just be here.
All right. Wow.
Right? Let's just be here. Can we do that?
You got it.
Just be here. And then, look, hopefully, you can be there tomorrow. You know?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, appreciate your time. You got a lot going on. And, love having you on as always and talk to you soon.
You guys do a really good, I told you this before, but
go ahead though.
Just so everybody hears it. You guys do a great job. You guys are really good, and I hope you appreciate the fact you get to work together because you guys are really good together. Even though that one day Steiny Goo stayed and you left, you had an appointment, you said or something like that.
Networking, Bob. Yeah. Dude, the modern day Norm Peterson, man. He was networking.
Yeah. Networking's a big umbrella, Bob.
All right, fellas.
All right, man. Take care. All right. Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations. He'll be back in business in a year or two.
Dude, I'll be gone. I'll have that test by then, Evan. Evan and Steiny.
From the 650, make sure not to have that test on a Thursday.
Or a Tuesday.
Now, see, that hurts. Evan. Why? You see, Evan? Wow. Now, Bob's awesome. I can't believe he didn't want the...
I love it.
He didn't want the scouting report on the next round.
No. No, he didn't.
Are we really doing that?
Everyone caught some strays in this.
Wow, man. Are we really doing that? Operation Houston, I get it tonight, game six.
A journalist would have maybe asked this way. Bob, the Minnesota Timberwolves are already sitting there for either of these teams.
Gotcha.
What challenges are the Timberwolves, or what challenges is the winner of this series going to have against Minnesota?
Well, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. He wanted no part. That lets me know he thinks this thing is going to – and I expect it too. He said what Houston's missing. And if they pull this off, it almost is more miraculous for the Rockets. They don't have that closer, Donnie.
Well,
that
not
guard.
Yet.
Yeah, no so doubt. Game four when they went through Şengün, who I'm not mad, but Jalen Green had been, closer to, his basketball puberty and closer to an Anthony Edwards or a Brunson, and those are heavyweight names, that's the piece they're missing. When we got Butler, we got Curry, and they don't.
But it kind of sounds to me like you don't think Jalen Green's going to be that guy.
I mean, Bob basically said, go get Devin Booker.
Man, basically, Steiny. And I think that's where this thing is headed.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, I totally did.
I thought the kind of player he was describing didn't sound like Booker to me.
No, he said a guard that could create for themselves or for others in tight situations.
And I don't want to kick my guy while he's down, per se, Jonathan Kuminga, because Jalen Green is way further than that. But there are some parallels on what they need Jalen Green to be and questions if he can get to that top a couple more tiers up, Steiny. It's Kuminga-like in regard to can he be give us what Green's given Houston. So I just think if you add a Durant or somebody like that to what this team has now, it's good now, but Steiny, it would be great.
It could be great by letting him grow.
Status quo.
Well, no, not status quo. Growing, getting better.
But what if he didn't take that Green, for this example, what if he didn't get there?
Well, that's what Houston knows better than any of us. Mm. I mean, Houston knows who Jalen Green is, what his potential is, whether he's going to become the player they want or not. Like, that's what they have to assess. And I'm sure, that they know if he can get there or not. I mean, he's been playing there, 4 years now? So
breathe well on the YouTube chat, go Steiny Goo. Nobody wants Green. I would say I don't think that's correct.
I don't know about
that. He'd be attractive.
I don't know about that. I mean, if for no other reason, I mean, Green's going to help you in the regular season.
And I'm going to steal from you. I know we're up against it. Wouldn't you say the Rockets are a year ahead of where you thought they would be, or is this on?
Well, not real. Yes and no, and I'll answer that on the other side. Yes and no. All right, let's get back into it with the listeners. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we were just talking about this series, which is five games in. Who's been the best player? Who's been the most consistent player? Is it the same guy? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's that we got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
God, it's
I will hire you. You listen to me. It's that we got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
God, it's
I will hire you.
Yep.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So I'd have to take the test again. My test would be invalid that I already
had. That's correct.
Oh, this is... Evan, Evan, that little Tuesday jab, I'm down on you right now, but...
In other words,
going to prove to people that it's true.
Well, to try to get a job in the NBA.
I got 10 friends. They think this is a bit.
I think it is, too. Make it 11.
Why wouldn't I have said 153? I'll leave it. Game six. It's worse in Rockets. Why wouldn't I say 158? Why did it stop at 143 if this was fictitious? But I'm not going out of my way to prove to any of you guys. But the closest people in my life, they're telling me something without telling me if they think I couldn't achieve that.
Yeah. Dude, I would take the test because it sounds like he's serious.
Steiny and Evan,
the problem
is coming. Like, I'm out of here.
The problem is when he scores a 71, he's not only not going to get hired by Bob Myers, he's going to get fired here.
Oh, man, if 71. I can't wait, man.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, let's get back to game
before
six.
Before you get the call, real quick, pay off the tease. The Rockets, have they arrived a year before, or are they on par for what you thought? Because I don't know how long they're going to wait for old Jalen, Steiny.
I think they have – I would have to answer that yes and no. In other words, I always call it the year before the year.
Yeah.
Are they having the year before the year? I think they did have the year before the year, finishing second in the Western Conference. Wow. and winning 52 games.
A deep Western Conference.
However, if the Warriors win this series, then I would say that's not a year too soon. That's about what they deserved. In their first playoff appearance, they took the Golden State Warriors to a nice 6-7 game series. And then next year, the goal would be to win a series. If they end up beating the Warriors, this is what happens. If they end up somehow beating the Warriors and then lose to Minnesota in 6 or 7, they better get back there again next year to the second round at least.
Sounds like you're talking about Minnesota.
No, I'm talking about Rockets.
No, the T-Wolves, what they did last year, getting to the Western Conference Finals, and we're about to see if they can surpass that or even get back to that.
I think they kind of fit. I mean, they benefited last year from...
Nobody had them in the Western Conference Finals.
Playing a team that they matched up extremely well against. But last year... I don't think they were a Western Conference I don't think they were a top two team in the West last year over the course of the season. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get into some calls here. Let's go to Joel in Louisiana. What's up, Joel? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? I really enjoyed that conversation with Bob Myers. Y'all had some fantastic questions.
Thank you.
And I thought he brought up a good point with like the players not having a memory of the last game at all.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna show a point in this game today. I think it's gonna be a close game, but I had a question about whether or not y'all think in a realistic Warriors win, who's gonna be the leading scorer and like how's the game gonna shape out? Like how's the game gonna go?
Well, Goo's got the 143 IQ. Why don't you answer first?
All right, I got two candidates, and I love the question. If it's Curry, then we've seen this movie a million times, and since Jimmy Butler's been in town, we've seen him have 27, 28, and lead the team. So those would be my two candidates for it to go the way that you talk about. That would tell me, Stani, the Warriors were able to impose their will offensively and win this game and have success. Running the motion and everything that they do.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, Curry is their leading scorer and Butler's their second leading scorer, and then reach into a hat and pull out
CP2,
Pajemski, yeah. Payton, Post, Moody to be that third scorer. I think that's the recipe, the best recipe for the Warriors in terms of offensively. I mean, the best game is Steph goes 12 for 22, 5 for 9 from 3. Jimmy Butler goes for 24,
yeah.
8 for 13, 6 for 6. That's how I think you'll know the Warriors are in good shape, if that's what the box score is that you're looking at tomorrow.
Now, I wouldn't mind something. You might throw something at me, and I'll duck. But Draymond giving us 14 or 16. I've been seeing Van Vliet checking him, Stani, and I feel like, again, I know he's not Jordan, Draymond, but use that size to your advantage and make him pay and make them pay for doing that. Van Vliet's been, I don't want to say handling his own, but if you – and I know, again, this is a great defensive team, the Rockets. But, Stani, I just feel like Draymond can kind of take advantage of Van Vliet a little more than he has, or you could say Gooey has his hands full on the defensive end.
This is always one of those things where – Draymond Green at times will take advantage of a smaller guy.
Yes.
Okay. But if you try to milk that, I always think there's a fine line between, okay, we see a mismatch, let's go there once or twice, boom, get something out of it, as opposed to Draymond's got Van Vliet on him, so let's make Draymond be a bigger part of the game plan by, let's just say, posting him up. Okay, then you're doing something that you don't do a lot.
So it'd be advantage Houston.
I don't know. I'm not saying it would be advantage Houston. I just know that coaches don't want to, kind of try something new at this point of a series unless they're really desperate. And I think the Rockets are okay with where they're at in this series. I don't. you know, they're desperate because if they lose, they're out of the series. But I don't think they're desperate to find a player or a scheme. And I don't think the Warriors are either. I think both teams feel like if they play their best basketball, they can win against the other team. Draymond Green, let's go to his stats.
Yeah, I was watching that, and I'm like, man, they're getting away. But I get it. But
I mean,
he's expending a lot on that defensive end, man.
Yeah, I mean, he has not had a good offensive series. He is averaging 6.4 points per game, 5.6 rebounds a game. But here's the big one. Only 2.2 assists per game.
Man.
36 from the field, 26 from three.
Ah.
I don't think there's any other way to see his offensive series and say it's been pretty lousy. Offensively, Draymond Green has been lousy.
But I would say to that, if you came into this series, the Warriors saying, for us to be successful, we need something from Dre as on the offensive end, Stoney, I don't think that was part of it at all. You know what I mean? You shouldn't.
Well, I mean, you'd like to think that Draymond Green would be better than 12 for 33 from the field in the series. Let's just put the rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO. It stinks. That stinks. And obviously, his defense is terrific, but offensively, he has not been there.
I can't wait.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, thank you for taking the call. I would like to talk about tonight's game, a couple concerns I have, but before I do, I need to give a little bit of commentary on that Bob Myers interview. It was gold, first of all. I love it that he's so humble, man. When Gittins does the little mocking bloop, he actually takes offense to it. So, you know, on multiple occasions, multiple interviews, I've noticed this. So, Gittins, please continue to do it so that you can get under his skin. And then, Koo, you have a heart of gold. You have a heart of gold. Oh. But I think even you realize that regarding this IQ situation, Myers just said, I don't believe you without saying I don't believe you.
Yeah, there's a line around the corner, Bobby. It's not just Bob. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm going to just prove it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
100%. Yep. And then, dude, Steinmetz, this might have been your finest moment. On multiple occasions, Myers said that you apparently know the role of a GM better than anyone, and also you know the mindset of a player better than anyone.
I hate
you. I'm sure you got a huge old Cheshire Cat grin. He complimented you twice, gave shade to Goo, and gave shade to Gittins. This might have been your finest moment on air. Now, finally, let me just say, regarding tonight's game, what I wish you guys had asked is, if the memory is short, I agree with that. But your body's memory ain't necessarily short.
Wow.
The thing that I hated about Game 5 was that it was 2 days rest. That was my concern going into Game 5. Look, obviously the starters only played half a game, so I guess that's a blessing in disguise. But my question for Myers, or obviously for you guys, is my concern is still this. It's 2 days rest. So how are we going to deal with that, given the fact that also we don't know the status of Curry's shooting hand? And, you know, you can say you can tough it out. It's not a pain tolerance issue. It's the fact that this is a very fine skill. Like when a pitcher's got a blister on his finger, he doesn't get pulled out of the game because it hurts him too much. It's because he's throwing a ball 90 miles an hour and he needs to locate within 2 inches. So it's the same thing with Steph Curry. You know, if it's a little compromised, it's not a pain issue. It's the fact that his accuracy is compromised when he needs to be super accurate, throwing a ball, you know, 30 feet into a little hoop. So I don't know the answer to that, and it concerns me and scares me about tonight's game and the fact that we only got 2 days rest. So I don't know the answers. I really hope they take care of this because I don't know the mindset you have to say, hey, we could have finished in Game 5. We couldn't do it. Now we're going to go to Game 7 and say we can do it? I don't know.
That's scary.
And then finally, Alperin. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. Gittins usually cuts me. I know it's a long call. But, Alperin, I told you last week, I thought next year he would be a top 15 player, and in 2 years he's going to be a top 7 player. You'll notice when whatever that chaos that the Rockets have, when it gets a little out of control, the way to calm them down is they give the ball to Alperin at the free throw line. He just calms everything down and does his ISO work, or passes it to a three. That guy, he's amazing. He's the best player on
Evan,
the court.
Evan wants to get you off now. Bobby Evans,
way
waving.
To go, B. Call right. back next week, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you
thank you, Bob. Thank Bobby. Okay.
Okay, what? First of all.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah,
Bobby,
that's
calling tomorrow
that's
morning.
Segment.
We'll give you four, yeah. But we got to keep it tighter.
I don't get that on KTVU.
The you know what? Şengün, in that way, Bobby's right. He's a little like Butler. He calms them down offensively.
Yeah, but you still want that game way. Four possession back. I believe at
Guru.
The end of the game,
Guru.
He was too far out for my liking.
Dude, I mean, that is...
I'm just against Alperin.
We just had Bob Myers come on and talk about short memories, and you've just gone back 2 days.
But that's what
games.
I do. That's what I do.
Like, I got to tell you, and this is...
Because Bobby said something I'm going to respond to.
Who cares if he missed that shot 2 games ago? He missed it.
No.
He missed it.
If you're being fair and you're looking at this series like... Again, tomato, tomato. The bottom line, Donnie, is that thing was there to be had. But I will say this. Why I'm a little, you can sense the trepidation, Donnie, is I don't want to give you the victory for this. But it's becoming abundantly clear to me as we move down the road and the games are just a day, you get a day rest. If it wasn't just we got one to play with last game Wednesday, and it was about, dude, game four was a bear. We had to get on the plane. If you're correct, then this is about that game five was a byproduct of that. And guess what? You only had 24 hours Wednesday, you know, to get back for tonight.
Goo.
That's why I'm a little like, you know,
Goo.
I ain't biting them.
I'm gonna ask you something. I'm gonna ask you. There will be no victory lap for me acknowledging that the Warriors are an older team. I mean, these are facts. Like, a lot of people, including the players themselves and Steph Kerr, and Steph, yeah. Draymond, and Butler, Steve Kerr's already referenced it. Yes, that is going to be the biggest challenge for this
man,
team.
And I think I undersold that.
Well,
I didn't give enough credence to it, man.
But
I don't know why.
But we've seen sometimes how playoffs series end. And you can tell when a team just doesn't have it anymore.
The Lakers against the Minnesota, I could see LeBron and Luka's miscomings in regard to body and age.
I mean, you don't look at this particular game like I do, but game six against the Lakers in 2023, that to me was the definition of...
You think?
Clay
couldn't hit a shot.
Exactly. And that's fatigue, and that's defense, and that's all those things. But the bigger picture is if... Like, let's say the Warriors had... It's easy to say now. They were out of gas. Okay. What if they had won that game? Guess what? They're still not going anywhere. They're still not. They're not going to be able to then win that game and win in the Western. They were too tired at that point. I thought they were too out of gas. And by the way, Bobby, I did kind of try to bring up Butler and Draymond and Curry, and how do you know how they're going to respond? And
yes.
I think the answer is you don't.
No doubt.
You just don't. And I will say this, and I don't expect this to happen tonight, but Bobby's right. You know, they played terrible Wednesday, and it was the first time they were playing a game with 2 days off.
Right.
So now I look at tonight's game, and I do think if the Warriors don't look energetic tonight, then I do think we're starting to see the effects of
age.
And
I would be right behind you, giving you what I'm trying to give you now, but you're saying there's no lap, like you don't want to be right, but the bottom line is I've just, on my checklist, I omitted that, how heavy and the burden of being ready, especially now with just 1 day off. And you talked about it. Bob, I was shocked. He does not want me to talk about the possibility of the next matchup, but those games are coming quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah.
And when you're this age,
exactly.
All you've been saying is, Goo, that man.
Goo, if the Warriors win tonight, here are the facts.
Monday.
The facts are that the Minnesota Timberwolves are better than the Rockets.
No doubt.
Even though the Rockets had a better record.
But I know they're better.
But I think they're better. They're kind of the same team, but they're more experienced. If the Warriors win tonight, lose to win, they're playing. So they're going to play a better team, no home court advantage again, and this time, this series, game off, game off, game off, game off. It's going like,
yeah, man.
You know, it's just, I got it. You think this series was hard? You know, if you advance, can you play your veterans at a high level over the course of 10 games where you're going to play five games? And that has been my, you know, that's
like, it's coming into focus for me, but I'll say this. If somehow, again, being proactive, if they can get this done and get to the finish line, you say, well, what is the finish line?
Yeah, what is the finish line?
Just to the finals or even win it all.
This is what I mean. I'm not doing that.
The most incredible championship in NBA history because, and I've already stated this, because of their ages, of your big three. That's all. You don't even need to respond. It's coming clear now. I've been so focused on their opponent, but their real opponent may be Father Time. You like that, huh?
I want to say no S.
Yeah.
I mean, they got 37. They got their three best players combined to be 110 years old. And you're right. Maybe we're seeing the effects of that already. But that's what I think tonight's game is about.
No doubt. Energy.
The other thing is, I never get a sense for this. Let's say the Warriors win tonight, so they put away Houston, okay, and then they play Minnesota on Monday.
Yeah,
are they back to 100%? Are they back to the way they were?
Game one
of the Rockets.
We wouldn't be able to know until Tuesday morning after the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought you would have learned your lesson from Bob.
Dude, I'm at it. I got a job coming.
Yeah, Bob might be his boss.
Man, and he was real.
You think he's getting another job?
Oh, I do.
Who would hire him?
Stoney, stop. Where does he want to go, though? What do you know about it? Like, it's got to be New York or Cali.
Well, you seem to know. You're good friends with him. Why don't you ask him?
Well, I'm too worried about Vernon Maxwell. You see his tweet?
Why?
No.
In the Bay Area. Well, you still are. Your account is Steinmetz Sports, but...
I haven't looked on Twitter in 3 months. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're selectively social.
He compared it. Oh. He said if he could find a Utah Jazz fan with the toothbrush, that's comparable to a Warrior fan, something else. You got to go look at it. I don't think you're fired.
Yeah, don't read it on the air.
Nobody's afraid of you, Vern.
You should be.
Yeah, I agree.
He said he gave GP the senior to business one time. He did say,
Why are you so infatuated and you idolize fighting? How come?
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I've never idolized fighting.
Yeah, you do. I am Jake Paul.
Okay, there we go. Jake Paul. Now, Steiny, I don't idolize. I hope you come on, man.
Yeah,
but I just want you guys to know, I'm serious, Evan.
You're Malcolm X when you want to be?
No, get a couple rounds. And I got to be careful here. When we're out and about, I don't think you guys know who you're with. I'm your Rick Mahorn. I'm your Lambeer, and we go out. I just don't think you guys know who you're in good hands like Allstate. And I look at you two like, I think I might be, if I need a little help. Like, we're lovers, not fighters, but I don't know if y'all know, you know?
I have seen you pull the chair from under someone.
That's my brother, except the Tuesday joke.
Evan, that's your quarterback?
Yeah, no, well, you're my quarterback. That's my point guard.
Oh, I got you.
Yes.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
You going tonight?
I see a lot of people on hold, and we're getting to all your calls on the other side.
Warriors, you go in tonight.
Warriors Rockets game six. It's about the Warriors Rockets game six, not what my plans are on a Friday.
You always say that's a good idea. That's a good question.
Well, it is.
But today you feeling? I'm feeling you feel different.
You know what I feel? I don't belong there. I don't belong
what?
There. Yeah, I don't belong there.
Here we go.
My time's come.
Bob just gave you some love.
Been there, done that. I don't belong in that arena.
You're not bigger than the game.
I know.
So you can never look at it, been there, done that. This is a major game tonight. Show up. Makes the show look better. I'm going to go in the media room.
No, it doesn't.
With Evan.
It doesn't make the show look better.
Get some eats.
I don't.
It does.
Come on, Steiny.
Come on, man.
Nah.
Pull up the chase.
He'll be there when Finchie's in town.
Yeah, the only question now is...
What a T-Wolf bomber jacket.
I know. The only question now is whether I'll be on their bench or not. All right. 888. I won't. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who's been the best player in this series? And who's been the most consistent player? And is it the same? Is it the same player? We're going to get more into game six tonight. Warriors need to get it. Get a little rest before the next series, but can't take it for granted. This is a young team that's played hard, not only all season, but all playoffs. 888-957-9570. We'll be back in a second.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock.